Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, January 13th, 2016. And with me today, I have Kelly Goumont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I think I'm doing A-OK.
All right.
Yeah. And John Martellaro, how are you?
Oh, I'm here.
Well, Kelly, I'm really glad to have you here today. Yeah. Anyhow, our schedules have been so weird. This is the first time the three of us have been able to do the show together for a little while now. So this is like a little reunion, and it makes me very happy inside.
The John and Kelly show.
Yeah. John, I hope you can stay awake through the show today.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah. Okay. I thought what we could start with was this report that Apple is looking at Time Warner as a potential purchase. Now, I'm going to give our listeners a little background here. So Time Warner is not actually for sale, but they might be. There's pressure on the company because their value is declining quite a bit. So the pressure is that they need to sell the whole company, or at least sell assets. And selling off assets like HBO and CNN doesn't make sense, because then the company just has a quick cash infusion and its overall value declines even faster.
Yes.
So sell the company as a whole. And Apple is reportedly watching very closely and is very interested in making a bid should a Time Warner put itself up on the auction block. And I'm curious what you guys think about that.
I find this to be incredibly ironic, because for years, analysts, observers, journalists have suggested that in order for Apple to get its foot in the door and get into the game, that it acquire one of these media outlets, not only an ISP, but content creators and technology for the home providers. And everybody went, oh, no, this is a terrible idea. Apple would have to acquire awful customer service organization. This is not what Apple does. This is one of those things Apple just needs to say no to. Apple builds premium hardware. Apple should never get into this kind of quagmire, avoiding a land war in Asia, so to speak.
Oh, John, I suddenly have a newfound appreciation for you.
Yes, Princess Bride, of course. And so for years, people suggested it, and for years, people have said Apple should not do it. Now we have a flash forward, and Apple has been having trouble gaining traction in the industry, striking deals. Everybody's providing their own content. Everybody's jumping on the 4K bandwagon. Apple hasn't been able to get the headway once in the industry. And acquiring this technology, remember about 2 years ago, Apple was talking to Time Warner, trying to strike a deal with them to provide a set-top box, as I recall. And I think that may be a motivation for Apple, because what would be cool would be for Apple to have a vertically integrated system where they provide the hardware, they provide the infrastructure, the connection, the set-top box. The other day, Samsung was talking at CES about technology ways to avoid having to switch your inputs, which is confusing to people. And so Apple could attack that problem and put premium hardware in people's homes and have a great router and really spruce up the customer service aspect of it, and just be all over the entertainment industry, top to bottom, in content and technology and great products and customer service. So now all of a sudden it's a great idea, it seems. And I find it vastly amusing that it took so long for Apple to come around to this idea. And I find it amusing that for a long time we thought it was a really bad idea. And now it seems like, hey, it's a good idea again.
Well, I totally disagree.
I knew you would, Kelly.
I'm going to drop a line in real quick.
Yeah.
And then, Kelly, you can run free. John, I think this potential deal and I say potential because Time Warner isn't actually selling it, the potential deal for Apple is all about their own streaming content package that they will sell through Apple TV. And I think that is their primary focus through this whole thing. Okay, Kelly.
Well, here's the thing is that as far as I can tell, first of all, I think that it is really, really weird to hear that Apple could buy anything named Time Warner. Because I remember the point when AOL was the hugest thing and Time Warner bought them. And they were AOL Time Warner for a while. And there was no chance at that point that, you know, I think at that point maybe Apple could have bought some $5 footlongs at Subway, and that was really about all the value they had kind of in that era. So it's really surprising to me to hear this sort of bandied about like it could totally be a thing. I mean, because here's the thing is that Time Warner itself is a company with depth I don't think a lot of people realize, because if we're not talking about the cable company, which it doesn't sound like we are.
No, we're not talking about the cable company.
This means that Apple would own DC Comics.
Apple would own Adult Swim.
Yeah, all of the Turner Broadcasting stuff, TBS. Right. Turner Classic Movies, all that stuff. I mean, I can understand why Apple would maybe want to have a bat phone, to some of this stuff. But, you know, Warner Brothers, the animation, you know, which is interesting to me that they would have such a good relationship with Mickey Mouse and then own Bugs Bunny outright, which I think is kind of interesting. I don't see, this is the same thing as Apple's going to make a television. And that is, I don't see the gain in it for Apple long term. Short term, you know, being able to get their hands on all this content and because they already have a box through which to route it sounds like a really good idea. But in real life, you know, long term, I think it would be the same as Time Warner unloading CNN. You know, like in the short term, it's good for them, but in the long term, it may not make as much sense.
Well, CNN would come with the deal, as would HBO.
Right, but I'm talking about like if they spun it out.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, like Time Warner says, we're just going to sell off CNN and we're going to keep everything else. You know, in the short term, that might make a lot of sense for Time Warner because someone will write them a big fat check. And longer term, it doesn't really help them overall. So what I would like to see happen, you know, not that anybody asked, even if this is a potential thing, I think the smartest move for Apple, and this is going to sound funny, but let me finish, is to go Microsoft on this and write a big fat check to Time Warner and in return get to be in cahoots with Time Warner on making sure that some of those content deals actually do happen for the Apple TV and for being able to stream that stuff on mobile screens that Apple makes.
All
the
right.
Same way that Microsoft did with Office back in the day. They wrote Apple a $150 million check and committed to the Apple platform. So I would like to see them maybe make a similar deal with Time Warner. Like, we're going to subsidize some of this so that we can get our hands on all the stuff that you have your hands on.
That's kind of an interesting idea. And so now we have like two pretty opposing ideas here. Apple should buy Time Warner outright. Apple should invest in Time Warner. So now I think we need to get our listeners involved in this one. So who's right? I am now pitching John against Kelly. Listeners, let me know what you think. Should Apple buy Time Warner if they have the opportunity outright, or should they invest in Time Warner to get at content? And you can let me know on Twitter. That would be TMO Daily. You can let me know via email. That would be observations@macobserver.com. And you can leave comments in the show notes. I'm curious what you guys think, because my guess is that there will be some lively discussion. Just a hunch. All right. So now the other thing that I want to talk about today is Pharrell, and the potential legal issue that he is now facing. And
by is it because of his hat?
It ought to be. He can put an eye out with
Arby's
that
isn't suing him yet, is what I'm hearing.
Right. Well, you know, they had to make a couple more of the, oh, I'm ruining my joke because I don't eat fast food and I don't know a name of an Arby's sandwich.
Arby-Q.
Oh, okay. Let me try again.
Okay.
No, Kelly, they haven't sued him yet because they still have a couple more Arby-Qs they have to get out the door.
Okay.
It would have been funnier if it could have been spontaneous.
This is true.
And when I say funnier, I just mean funny. anyhow, so here's the deal. The production company that Pharrell was working with for a while is suing him. And the production company was behind the YouTube series he did where he was interviewing people. And mm-hmm. so he did a season of that, and it was like, I don't know, just shy of 15 episodes. So it was like, I don't know, 13, 14 episodes. And it did well. And they had a deal for a season two, but he didn't do season two. Instead, he signed on and did The Voice. Mm-hmm. And so then this lawsuit starts up because the production company is saying, hey, you violated the terms of the contract. You're supposed to do a season two. And Pharrell is saying, no, we had an option for a season two, and we had to agree to a shooting schedule, and that never happened, so there's just no deal. And so this has been going on for about a year. And then, along the way, he started doing his own show on Beats One, and his show is called Other Tone. And so he plays music and interviews celebrities.
Oh.
So now the production company is saying, oh, nope, total breach of contract because we have the first right of refusal for any production that you get involved in. So we should have been producing the show you're doing on Beats One. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we want an injunction to stop your show from happening.
Oh.
And so there you go. Now you have the background, and Pharrell is saying, no, there is no contract that we're violating. And the contract that you're talking about expired before I would have even started Beats One anyhow. So what do you think?
I think it's going to depend on what the contract said. This seems like kind of a... Even if it was legal, it still sounds like kind of a jerk move on Pharrell's part. You know, if he didn't want to do the other, he should have found some way to buy out of it or make sure that he ended it on clear and reasonable terms with the production company. That just seems like the fair thing to do.
Right. And my guess is that we're missing a key piece of information here because it looks like Pharrell feels like he was totally within his rights to go off and do these other projects, but the production company is all up in his face saying, no, you did not have the right to do that. So they both think they're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I think this is going to come down to how a court interprets the contract. Now, mm-hmm. I have another idea. And this plays into the side of potential business jerk moves. It may be that when he got together with Apple for his Beats One show, he said, hey, look, I've got this contract for this other production company. What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. And Apple has enough money. It's very easy for them to say, we don't worry about it. And so he does his show, the lawsuit starts, and now Apple can start throwing money at the problem, and they have plenty of money to throw. So,
sure.
So from Apple's perspective, it may have been easier and cheaper to, instead of negotiate out of a contract for Pharrell, to just help him breach the contract, and then they're just going to cover the expenses to make the problem go away.
Right. We'll just write a check, you know, and call it a day.
Right. So, John, what's your favorite Pharrell story?
I knew you guys were going to do this to me. I had never even heard of him.
This is totally why I just called you out, John.
This is. I see these guys keep me so busy. I don't have time for luxuries like that. So
like music.
I'm kept as a slave to my
Rump Shaker just as loud as everybody else the summer that was popular. You can't fool us.
I now have this image in my head, Kelly, that I don't think I can drink away. Yeah. All right, John. So, well, discounting the fact that you don't know who Pharrell is.
Now that you know the situation.
Now that you know who Will Ferrell is.
I know, it's lucky me, I know who Will Ferrell is.
Okay, well, I'm really happy
Does
for
that
you,
count?
John.
Do I get extra credit for that?
No, but I will give you a nice little blue star that you can put at the top of your page.
Oh, great. Oh. Yeah. I'll hang it on my monitor. Remind me how you guys worked me so hard.
Yeah, we're just the worst. All right, so John, my question for you, and you don't need to know who Pharrell is to be able to answer this question. Do you think the idea that Apple would say, yeah, we know you've got this other contract, but this is going to be a cool show. Don't worry about it. We'll just throw money at it later. Do you think that's something that Apple would do?
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
I'm being a doofus.
I think
he said it.
I think you're still stuck on who Pharrell is. I think that's the real problem right there.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like a risk Apple would be willing to take, honestly.
Oh, sure.
Given the amount of money that they have. You know, yeah, well, if this company comes back and gives you any static, we'll just go shake down the couch in the break room and give them all that money, and that'll make it go away.
Right. And yeah. Okay. So my guess is the way this is going to play out, regardless of what Apple's intentions were in the beginning, because it's very possible that Apple had no idea about this other contract.
Right.
Or they checked it out themselves and said, actually, no, this is not something any of us need to worry about. My guess is that Apple is going to do what they need to make this go away, because the injunction that this production company is going for would be permanent. So,
oh.
Yeah, so it would kill the show forever. And mm-hmm. my guess is that Apple isn't hip on that idea. and also it's looking for damages for breach of contract.
Okay.
Now, that part to me is negligible, regardless of what that money sum would be. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that they want to permanently kill this show, which, as far as I know, is doing well on Beats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part Apple isn't going to go for. So my guess is that even if the contract is not good, and Pharrell is right that it had expired before he started doing Other Tone, that Apple is going to start pulling out large sums of money to mm-hmm. make sure that this does not impact their shows on Beats One.
That makes sense.
Now, John, your homework is to find a song that Pharrell has done that you like, and then tell me about it the next time you're on the show.
I don't think so.
It's going to be Lap Dance from the Swordfish soundtrack, and we both know it.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're right. Yeah. All right. You know, I don't think we can top that, so we're at a good point to wrap up. Kelly, thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
And John, thank you for being here.
Oh.
Sorry we interrupted your nap.
I know. But hey, at least you woke up long enough to give me a nice pop culture reference. So there is that. Listeners, thank you for joining us. And let me know what you think. I'm always looking for your feedback, and I love your comments. And it just feels like we're all kind of sitting around the table together chatting when you guys are involved too. So I totally love that. Thanks for listening. We'll see everyone again tomorrow. We'll be right back.